The Supreme Court has dealt a victory for federal whistleblowers. It recently ruled that anything government employees say in court under oath is protected by the First Amendment. They cannot be fired for testifying. Now, this ruling breaks with past decisions. Tom Devine is the legal director at the Government Accountability Project, and he joins us now with some analysis. Hi, Tom.
Howdy.
So, first of all, just tell us, in a nutshell, what was this Supreme Court case about?
A Supreme Court case covered the scenario where a state government worker was subpoenaed to testify about his acts as a government employee. He had fired a state representative who was on the taxpayer's payroll. This is the state payroll, but wasn't working. She was being paid to be a non-employee. It's just basic core classic corruption. He did the right thing and fired her, but then federal authorities looked into what had happened, and he was subpoenaed to testify, and he testified about what had happened. And she was eventually convicted of fraud and sentenced to jail, and the wheels of justice turned. But the whistleblower, the witness, was fired then for committing the truth. And the court decision basically reestablished the freedom of public employees to commit the truth when they're subpoenaed and they testify under oath in legal proceedings.
So this was new ground having to do with the fact of whether what you learn in the course of your business can be something that a whistleblower can reveal. What new ground did the court break here?
Actually, it was giving back some old ground that government employees had until a 2006 decision by the court, which said the First Amendment doesn't count when you're engaged in what they call duty speech, communications that are required as part of your job responsibilities. And that decision, Garcetti versus Ceballos, was seen as a huge rollback of First Amendment protections, and groups like the Government Accountability Project, where I work, were horrified by it. And we've since gotten into almost all the whistleblower statutes that you do have protection against retaliation for duty speech. But those whistleblower laws don't apply to state government workers or university professors, public school teachers, it's state institutions. And they've got the First Amendment or nothing, and so it's a horrible loophole, and the lower courts have been expanding it. They've been saying, well, even if the speech isn't required by your job, if you learned about it on the job, and if it involved your job, the First Amendment is lost to you. You proceed at your own risk. And the Supreme Court said, oh, no, that's going too far. When you are testifying under oath as a citizen, that's a basic duty of citizenship. It's independent from, it goes beyond your obligations as a government employee. As a private citizen, you have the right to speak the truth in legal proceedings with the government. And the First Amendment can't be taken away from you in those circumstances. It was a unanimous ruling, and it was a refreshing rollback. It's a big relief by the court to reestablish that boundary.
Tom, what do you think this means for federal whistleblowers, or those who would be federal whistleblowers?
Directly, it doesn't mean so much because we've gotten into the Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act and the laws for government contractors that duty speech is protected against retaliation. But it's appreciation by the Supreme Court. There's a unanimous ruling here that government employees are the ones who are indispensable, who are best situated for our legal system to work the way it's expected to get at the truth when the laws have been violated. And government workers, they deserve that pat on the back, and they need that wind at their back in terms of all the interpretations of their own rights under whistleblower laws or other constitutional tests. So the court was basically giving a shout-out to government employees in their unique role in keeping the system working as it's supposed to.
We're speaking with Tom Devine. He's legal director for the Government Accountability Project. And now this fellow that brought this case, his name is Edward Lane. As you say, he was a college professor in Alabama. He did not prevail, though, in his lawsuit against the people that fired him. and that was a sovereign immunity type of thing. So I guess you could call it maybe a partial victory for him personally.
Well, the case is going back, and there's what they call qualified immunity for the college president as far as being personally liable for damages to Mr. Lane. He also is seeking reinstatement, however, and the case is going back to consider those issues, and there'll be discussions about immunity. There'll be discussions about whether he was fired for blowing the whistle for testifying or because of budget cuts, which is the university's contention that everybody else was laid off. Now, Mr. Lane said, but everybody else was laid off for a few days, and then everybody was fired except for me and one other was rehired except for me and one other person. So you folks were playing games here, and all those facts will have to be sorted out. The key thing about this is it's illegal. It's unconstitutional to have retaliated against Mr. Lane, and he still has to prove that's what happened.
Now, this ruling does not seem to affect those public employees who would actually testify as part of their jobs, like police officers who are called to testify about an arrest and things like that. Is that right?
Well, the jury's still out on that one. The facts of the case didn't involve someone who was testifying under oath as part of job duty. And then you'd have both scenarios. And the concurring opinion by Justices Scalia and Thomas Naliotto made that point, said this case doesn't involve a police officer who is testifying as part of his routine responsibilities. But I'm pretty optimistic by reading the court's decision. They pointed out that oftentimes you can be wearing two hats as a human being. Your hat as a government worker and your hat as a private citizen of a free country. And in that latter hat, they stated, and I'm reading from the decision, any such obligation as an employee are distinct and independent from the obligation as a citizen to speak the truth. And what this basically means is if you're speaking in part as a private citizen, you're protected by the First Amendment, even though there could be some overlap with your government duties. Now, the facts of the case didn't really give the court a chance to pin down that application, but at the Government Accountability Project, we'll be arguing that the principles of this ruling require First Amendment protection whenever a government worker is testifying under oath, whether it's part of an investigation and they're testifying to the Inspector General, or it's at the Merit Systems Protection Board or EEOC in an administrative hearing, not just when you're subpoenaed as part of criminal proceedings. So the principle is far broader than the immediate context of this case.
And so it also, I guess, goes for Congress, testimony before Congress.
Oh, absolutely. The scope of the principle the court reaffirmed unanimously is very broad. It's as broad as the obligation to commit the truth when you're communicating with the government.
And just want to get a clarification on this. Again, this particular ruling was about state employees, but when we're talking about federal investigators and federal agents, criminal agents, do they also have immunity because of the whistleblower protection law?
When an employee is acting within the scope of their job duties, they are immune under federal law. It's not because of the Whistleblower Act, but from other statutes Congress has established. That just makes good common sense. But there are doctrines that it's not part of your job duties to retaliate against someone. It's not part of your job duties to violate the law or cover up violations of the law. And that's one reason the Whistleblower Protection Act has the Office of Special Counsel to hold managers who act as bureaucratic bullies, to hold them accountable when they're part of activities to violate the law.
Tom Devine is the legal director at the Government Accountability Project. Tom, thank you.
Thanks for having me.